Liquortainment Inc. is the DIY Garage Bar, Man Cave & More podcast, inspired by the Facebook group of the same name. It's all about celebrating the DIY home bar spirit. We'll be diving into the nitty-gritty of turning your garage or basement into a dream bar, from picking out glassware, barware, and things needed to set the mood of your bar, to learning about cooling, heating, soundproofing, lighting, and more. But it's not just about the physical space. We'll also be exploring delicious cocktail recipes, unconventional drink ideas, and the best ways to create a welcoming atmosphere for your friends and family. So get ready to be inspired, entertained, and motivated to unleash your inner DIY home bar guru. And with that, let's get started with our episode. Cheers. What's up, you beautiful bastards? Welcome back to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast for guys who know that the best bar in town is the one you built yourself. I'm your host, Ben, coming to you from my own garage bar setup here in the Midwest. And damn, do I have a good one for you today. This episode was inspired by a tailgating must-have called Tailbreaker at tailbreaker.com and BevyBox. We'll talk about BevyBox a bit later. Tailbreaker is an easy-to-install heavy-duty vehicle seating system that can be quickly and easily installed into any standard trailer hitch. Tailbreaker can be installed in under 30 seconds, and you can use your tailgate as a table or bench. For the record, Tailbreaker sent us one of their seating systems, but in no way have they financially compensated us in any way or asked us to mention them in this podcast episode. Again, check them out at tailbreaker.com. You won't regret it. Now, on with the podcast. First off, I gotta give a shout out to our incredible community in the DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves, and More Facebook group. We're closing in on 1 million members, guys. Nearly a fucking million of us crazy sons of bitches who'd rather build our own bar than pay some overpriced establishment downtown. If you're not part of the group yet, what the hell are you waiting for? Get in there and start sharing your builds. Now, I know some of you are still recovering from our last episode about Oktoberfest setups. And yes, Dave from Ohio, I saw your comment about my bratwurst joke being worse than your mother-in-law's cooking. Well, Dave, at least my jokes don't come with a side of passive-aggressive guilt trips. But seriously, I know it sucked, and thanks for all the feedback on that episode. The photos you guys shared of your Oktoberfest setups were absolutely killer. But today, we're talking about something near and dear to every red-blooded American's heart. Tailgating season, baby. Even though the Minnesota Vikings aren't doing as well as they should be, football is back, which means it's time to fire up the grill, crack open some cold ones, and show the world how a proper tailgate is done. And here's the thing. If you've got a garage bar, you're already ahead of the game. Now let me drop some knowledge on you about where this whole tailgating thing came from. Most people think it started in some parking lot outside Lambeau Field, but nah, this tradition goes way back. We're talking Civil War era, believe it or not. Families would pack picnic lunches and follow the armies to watch battles like they were goddamn sporting events. Morbid as hell, but there you have it. The first official college football tailgate happened in 1869 at the very first college football game, Rutgers versus Princeton. Yale fans started showing up early, setting up elaborate spreads from their horse-drawn carriages. By the 1950s, when cars became more common and affordable, tailgating exploded. Suddenly, every Joe with a pickup truck could roll up to the stadium, drop that tailgate, and party like a king. Fast forward to today, and tailgating has become an art form. Products like Tailbreaker is proof of that. But here's where you garage bar guys have a massive advantage. While everyone else is struggling with folding tables and Coleman coolers, you've got the skills, the tools, and the know-how to create a mobile setup that'll make other tailgaters weep with envy. Now, why does this matter for your home setup? Simple. Football season means friends coming over every Sunday. Maybe other days, but for sure on Sundays. Your garage bar becomes command central for the entire season. It's where the pregame happens, where halftime strategizing goes down, and where postgame celebrations or commiserations take place. Your garage bar isn't just a weekend project anymore. It's the foundation of your entire football season social life. All right, let's get into the practical stuff. If you're planning to tailgate from your garage bar or take your garage bar skills on the road, here's what you need to know. First up, setup and decor. You want to create that authentic tailgate atmosphere, even if you're staying home. String up some team-colored lights around your bar area. Get some of those cheap plastic tablecloths in your team colors. Hell, go to the dollar store and grab some pom-poms and foam fingers to scatter around. If you're actually heading out to tailgate, here's a pro tip from someone who's been doing this for years. Build yourself a portable bar station. I'm talking about a fold-out setup that attaches to your truck's tailgate or sets up next to your RV. Use a piece of plywood, some hinges, and a couple of legs. Paint it in your team colors, add some cup holders, maybe even a built-in bottle opener. When it's folded up, it takes minimal space in your truck. When it's deployed, you've got a legitimate bar setup that'll draw crowds.
Ever wish your tailgate was more than just a seat? Meet Tailbreaker, the hitch-mounted seating system that fits any standard hitch, from pickups and SUVs to Jeeps, UTVs, and ATVs. It gives you two durable 360-degree swivel seats that fold flat and slide aside for full truck bed access, turning your tailgate into a prep station, desk, or table. Lightweight, portable, and built for the outdoors, Tailbreaker makes hunting, fishing, camping, tailgating, or even job sites more comfortable. And this is just the start. Quick Connect accessories are coming soon. Rod holders for fishing, heated or padded seat covers with LED lights, rifle and bow mounts, even camera tripod mounts. Everything clicks on in seconds to customize your setup. Check out tailbreaker.com to subscribe for early access. Join Tailbreaker Nation and give your tail a break.
Speaking of drinks, let's talk about what should be flowing at your tailgate. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Bud Light is the king of tailgating beers. Or was until it wasn't. Is it the best beer ever made? Hell no. But it's cold, it's cheap, and it goes down easy when you're standing in a parking lot at noon drinking in the sun or in your garage bar. Personally, I haven't had a Bud Light in years. My clan is more of a hams drinking group, and at $16 for a 30-pack, we stock up on cases of the stuff. But don't stop there. Throw in some Sierra Nevada Pale Ale for the guys who think they're craft beer experts. It's good enough to impress, but still approachable for the masses. And for the morning games, you gotta have Bloody Mary supplies. Nothing says, I'm committed to this tailgate, like mixing cocktails at 11 a.m. Get some good vodka, quality Bloody Mary mix, celery, olives, and if you really want to show off, bring some bacon for garnish. If you're not into Bloody Marys, grab a can or two of small beer. Small beer is the name of a real brand of beer. It tastes like beer, but it's at 2.5%, so you can drink twice as much. Whiskey sours are another crowd pleaser, especially for the late afternoon games. Easy to make in batches, and they pack enough punch to keep everyone happy when your team inevitably disappoints you in the fourth quarter. Pro tip, get yourself a BevyBox cooler. BevyBox is a soft-sided cooler with a little secret, a built-in bladder for the good stuff. Mixers on ice, drinks on tap, and know where you gotta be. Fill the internal bladder with your beverage or spirit of choice. Stash your mixers, garnish, and whatever else chills in the cooler. When the moment's right, pump and pour. Sit back, sip slow. Let the day do the rest. No batteries, no bartenders, just you, your crew, and a cooler that gets it. Go to BevyBox.com. Trust me when I tell you that BevyBox is not just another cooler, it's a covert drink station. Now let's talk food, because a tailgate party without good grub is just a bunch of drunk people standing around. Grilled bratwurst and burgers are your bread and butter. Get the good brats, not those cheap-ass ones from the grocery store. Hit up your local butcher or German market if you've got one. Same with burgers, 80-20 ground chuck, season that shit with some garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and pepper. Keep it simple, keep it delicious. At our place, we love grilling and do a lot of it. We have a Monument Eminence grill. Look into it. Chips and dips are essential because people need something to do with their hands between plays. Get a variety, classic French onion dip, some spicy salsa, maybe some buffalo chicken dip if you're feeling fancy, and potato salad, guys. I don't care if your wife makes it or you buy it from the deli counter at the grocery store. Just make sure there's potato salad. Some folks say it's not a proper tailgate without it. I could care less. As mentioned in our Oktoberfest podcast episode, I don't eat the stuff. If you've got a smoker, and if you don't, what the hell are you doing with your life? Bring that bad boy to the front of the garage. Nothing draws a crowd like the smell of smoking meat. Throw some pork shoulders on there early morning, let them cook low and slow. By game time, you'll have pulled pork that'll make grown men weep. Just make sure you've got enough for everyone, because once word gets out, half the neighborhood should be at your garage bar tailgate party. Games and activities. This is where you separate the amateur tailgaters from the pros. Cornhole is mandatory. If you don't have cornhole boards, you're not really tailgating. Build your own if you want. It's a simple weekend project that'll get plenty of use. Paint them in your team colors. Maybe add some team logos if you're feeling artistic. If the temps are warm enough to open the garage door or doors, so much the better. Beer pong is another classic, though you might want to stick to water pong if you're planning to actually watch the game and remember it later. And don't forget about music. Put together a playlist that mixes classic rock, some country, and whatever pump-up songs get your blood flowing. Keep it loud enough to create atmosphere, but not so loud that the cops shut you down before kickoff. All right, I gotta get serious for a minute here. Safety first, guys. I know we're all having a good time, but someone in your group needs to be the designated driver. I don't care if it's a rotation system. I don't care if you draw straws. Just make sure somebody's staying sober enough to get everyone home safely. The best tailgate party in the world isn't worth someone getting hurt or worse. Or you can turn your garage or man cave into a makeshift flop house until the wives or girlfriends can come and get your buddies. After that, there's someone else's problem. Before we wrap up, I've got to give a special shout out to Mike from Texas. Dude sent me photos of his garage bar setup with a built-in projector screen that drops down from the ceiling. Mike, you magnificent son of a bitch. That is exactly the kind of innovation I love to see. For those of you who haven't seen Mike's setup, go check out the Facebook group. He posted the photos last week, and they're absolutely incredible. That brings me to my call to action for this week. I want to see your home tailgating setups, your garage bar game day configurations, your portable bar builds, all of it. Take some photos and post them in the DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves and More Facebook group. Share your tips, your successes, your epic failures. We're all in this together, learning from each other and building some badass spaces to enjoy with our friends and family. That's going to wrap up this episode of Liquortainment Inc. Remember, whether you're tailgating in a stadium parking lot or hosting game day in your garage bar, it's not about having the fanciest setup. It's about creating memories with the people who matter most. Until next time, keep building, keep drinking, and keep living the good life. This is Ben, signing off. Cheers, you beautiful bastards. Thank you for tuning in to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast where DIY home bar owners can enhance their bar experience and discover the latest brands and products, all inspired by our thriving DIY garage bars, man caves, and more Facebook group of nearly 1 million members. Make sure you check out any of the brands we've mentioned on this podcast. By providing us with samples of their products, they are helping us provide you with content for our Facebook group and this podcast. Join us for future episodes as we dive into the world of DIY garage bars, man caves, and more, exploring all things home bar related and enlightening interviews with brand experts. Don't forget to subscribe and we'll catch you on the next episode. We'd like to see your DIY home bar on our public Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/garagebars. Until next time, cheers!